Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Stop. Hammer time.
Good morning, Hammer. How are you, buddy?
I'm missing you guys every single day.
Miss you, too. I did get to see Hammer for a brief second yesterday. He was working the phones. I had to go back to the studio and do a video.
Is Hammer coming to the holiday party tonight?
Yeah, are you coming tonight?
I'm not asking for myself.
No, I'm not
coming
tonight.
I'm asking for
Shelly. And I'll ask for Hannah.
It's Thursday. It's your day off.
Paul will ask for Megan.
No, I got to work Nordstrom's tonight because of the holiday. So
holiday
I think
rush.
I'm doing shift.
Now, why were you tweeting at 11:45 last night? Are you hungover this morning or were you at working?
As I just said, I got Nordstrom's for the holidays. I'm working the night shifts for the time being.
You're so crushing
now. When did they do the Nordstrom holiday party?
They did this holiday party last night thing. So they brought all these caterers and stuff. So it was like the workers that worked there and the shoppers. But I had to work the holiday party because, you know, that's just kind of my job at Nordstrom's. I got to do all the grunt work.
He's not real high up there. I'm starting to realize.
I'm as low as it is. I like chill with the custodians, and we have a grand old time.
Chilling, man. And for some reason, something tells me that's the way you like it. So that's perfect.
It's the best, man.
All right, my man. What do you got today?
Yo, so I feel like most of us are gamblers, whether it's sports betting or I like to play a little bit of blackjack myself. But
California blackjack.
Seven minutes away from Petco Park?
That's exactly right.
Lucky guess. Anyway.
Trained him well.
So, for me, when I played blackjack, especially when I first got started, I used to get very, maybe anxious or scared is the right word.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like a threatening experience with, like, all those people there. And some of these guys have been playing blackjack their entire life.
Yes.
So, how do you, like, start playing blackjack with a bunch of pros? For me, I kind of manned up. I was like, yo, guys, what does the book say? Do I hit here or do I not hit here?
Yeah, you can do that.
Is it cool?
Yeah, no, it's very cool. You can even ask the dealer.
You can ask the dealer.
They'll tell you what the book tells you to do.
I've been in Vegas, Hammer, and they had there was a lady sitting next to me that had one of those little pocket cards, and she was pulling out the card looking because it's just – it's odds, and it's, you know, it's not guaranteed, obviously, but – if you play the percentages, the chances are in blackjack you're going to do okay.
Always split the eights.
Always split aces.
It can be a kind of a nerve-wracking experience, especially if you're going and there's someone at the table who's playing like two or three spots, so you know.
If you're at third base, which is the last seat, you want to die because you pretty much control everybody's
fate. I remember
fate,
the
feel.
First time I sat down to a blackjack table in Las Vegas, just turned 21, and you know I had like $100 with me for
the
whole trip. And I started on, I was playing like a $5 table. That's what they had. And I started going on a run, and I was up like, you know, 150, 200. And I started up in my bed, and I just got so nervous. And I thought, okay, one more, going to play one more. And I've got like, I've already made like $200. So let's make a big bet. $100 out there. And of course, it comes out 7-4. So I have to
double down.
So I have $200. Yeah. Like double what I even brought with me sitting on the table right there. Oh, man, so happy when a king came out.
Oh, yeah.
I hit it.
What's your biggest bet you ever had on one hand of blackjack?
Nice question.
I've never gone above that. That's $100.
That's the most
I've ever been on one hand of blackjack.
God.
And that's only if I'm already way up. I can't do more than that.
The biggest bet I ever put on a table is $1,000.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
On one hand?
One hand.
Oh, my God.
My dog, man. What a move.
Lost it.
What did you do after that?
Cocaine. Mostly.
You're the man.
Mostly. It's a rough one, boys. It was a rough one. But it, you know, listen, I yeah, it wasn't great. It wasn't great. I mean, it's the Hammer. Once you get the hang of it, though, the problem is getting the hang of it. That's the problem. You don't ever want it. You always want to feel uncomfortable. You don't ever want to get the hang of being a blackjack player.
Well, there's so much pressure.
There's so much pressure.
Because you're playing with... You're the guys next to you, kind of.
Yes, you are, man. You don't. I'll never forget in Vegas. My buddy Rob almost. He wanted to kill this woman at the end of the table, who was like the hit on 17 and stuff. And he's like, she was playing third base,
oh,
and she's taking face cards. And the dealer's like, oh, cool, 19. And
realize.
He goes, yo, get up and walk the F away. I was like,
you do realize that just as much impact you positively as negatively.
Absolutely.
They can take all the bad cards and save you the good ones, the ones you needed for the dealer or yourself. It doesn't really matter.
That's what makes it so tough, because it's not like poker where if you're a bad poker player, it's just all on you. Like,
yeah.
You're taking all the losses.
Well, and I understand, too, Baccarat is a game we all need to learn, because that is like you against the house. And that's – it's no, it's – you're betting on what the dealer has.
You can bet on yourself
or
the dealer.
Yes. Right. And so
that's the bank.
That sounds like the one that would be the most fun. But, Hammer, I feel you, dude. But here, don't – the takeaway is don't ever get too comfortable playing blackjack, because then you may – it may be a problem.
And always be not afraid to ask a good question.
That's – yeah, never be afraid to ask. They're there to help, allegedly.
Ah, thanks, guys.
All right, buddy.
Stop. Hammer time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.